91X News.
It's plus 7 and cloudy. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. Last night, Belleville police responded to a complaint of a suspicious person. Two separate homes reported seeing a male peering into their windows between 9 and 10 last night. The male is described as slim build, wearing a hoodie-type jacket and a ball cap. The canine unit was called in to search the area, but recovered nothing. The holidays are fast approaching, and it's time to prepare for holiday key cards. For those students who will be staying in residence between December 19th after 12 p.m. and January 2nd before 12 p.m., the new cards are a must. Residence manager Chris Carson explains the importance of getting the cards if you plan to stick around.
We just changed the lock to the front door of each of the buildings, and it just helps us to have a better understanding and control of who's in and out of the buildings. There's no RA duties during the holiday break, so it just gives us a better idea of who is around for the holidays, and just if anything comes up, we know who to contact for people that are staying during that time.
And those key cards are available from the residence office. Well, the CP Holiday train rolls into Belleville this afternoon in about 20 minutes. The Holiday locomotive has been raising money and food and as well as awareness since 1999. To date, it has helped raise $5.6 million and 2.45 million pounds of food for food banks across Canada and the U.S. The Holiday train will be in town in about 20 minutes from now, stopping at Church Street just south of Dundas. The public is encouraged to come out and donate non-perishable food items or cash. There's been a fatal collision and oil spill south of Lindsay. OPP say a tractor-trailer and a pickup truck collided head-on this morning on Highway 35 south of Lindsay. The pickup driver died in the collision. His name has not been released at this time. One of the saddle tanks on the trailer spilled, creating an oil spill on the road. And NDP leader Andrea Horvath says the government is paying too much for advice on spending less. The former economist Don Drummond is making $1,500 a day to prepare a report on ways for the government to cut costs. Horvath says Drummond's salary is 8 times what an average worker in Ontario makes and nearly 20 times the pay of someone working for minimum wage. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan defends the payments, saying the government is getting the advice of someone who has worked on both the public and private sectors. Well, retailers could be secretly tracking you while you shop this holiday season. Dairdy Bryan explains.
When you hit the malls, be aware a third party may be tracking you in an effort to determine holiday shopping patterns. Technology can now use your cell phone to track your every move. It was developed by a British company and was used in at least 2 U.S. malls on Black Friday. Senator Charles Schumer says the company should have an opt-in mechanism, giving shoppers a choice. He says it could lead to unwanted solicitations.
We know where you went, and we're going to give you ads and things like that.
For now, you can always turn off your phone. Dearda Bryant, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 103. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Good afternoon. In the NHL, a pair of head coaches were fired today. The Washington Capitals started off by letting go of Bruce Boudreau. He'll be replaced by Dale Hunter. And the Carolina Hurricanes fired former Leafs head coach Paul Maurice. He'll be replaced by former Habs assistant Kirk Muller. And on that note, Montreal Canadiens forward Max Pacioretty is having a phone date with the league for his hit on Pittsburgh defenseman Chris Letang on Saturday night. Elsewhere, the Buffalo Sabres have sent down 3 players to make room for returning players Drew Stafford, Patrick Kaleta, and Robin Regier. They all missed at least 1 game each last week due to injury. We've got 4 games on the NHL schedule tonight. The Edmonton Oilers host Nashville, Tampa Bay is in Minnesota, Dallas goes to Colorado, and San Jose plays Los Angeles. World Junior Hockey. Hockey Canada has invited 41 players to the selection camp roster. Returnees from last year include goaltender Mark Vicentin, forwards Quinton Howden, and Jaden Schwartz. The camp is to be held December 10th to 14th at the new Olympic-sized arena in Calgary. In the National Football League, tonight's game features the 6-4 New York Giants visiting the 7-3 New Orleans Saints. The kickoff for that game is 8:30. In baseball, former Jays backup catcher Jose Molina has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Tampa Bay Rays. The brother of Benji and Yadier has played for 4 teams so far in his career. Canadian Chantal Pitsclair of Montreal is joining the United Kingdom's athletic program as a coach for the 2012 Paralympics in London. The retired wheelchair racer earned 21 Paralympic medals for Canada over her career. That's your sports. Remember to email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 7. Tonight, becoming cloudy this evening, then rain, low plus 4, with the temperature rising to 7 by morning. Tuesday, rain, wind becoming northeast, gusting to 50 early in the afternoon, high of 8. Wednesday, periods of rain, low 6, high of 7. It's plus 7. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.